Today's show is brought to you by the Lauren Sanchez Lingerie Collection. What's the point if you can't show it off?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Hello, old friends.
And welcome back.
Here's an excuse to hold your family, friends, and loved ones a little tighter.
I need a hug.
I need a hug.
Today is National Hugging Day.
Does someone need a hug?
I think I need a hug.
I'm hugging.
It is National Hugging Day across the country.
Are we hugging?
Bring it in. We're hugging.
Hug it out.
Okay, a quick one. Come on, hug it out.
It's showtime.
I think your microphone's on.
You think it is?
Yeah, now my microphone's on.
Yeah.
And your microphone's on.
I can hear me.
Yeah, and I can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear both of us.
Oh, okay.
What a treat.
Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How does it work?
It's amazing.
It's witchcraft it is.
It is.
I think it is. You just simply enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen to Radio 434, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she does. It's like magic.
It's amazing.
So Tab, I said Tab. She got Alexa for her Jeep.
She did?
Yeah. So she got a little Alexa device, and it clips on the air thingy, the vent.
Yeah.
And plugs into her stereo.
Yeah.
Because her Jeep does not have the Bluetooth capability.
Okay.
Her Jeep is one series back, I guess, where you actually have to physically connect to the AUX cable. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
And so she connected the Alexa device, and she paired it to her phone via Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And voila, she can do hands-free calling, she can do navigation, and she can listen to Radio 434.
Which she won't.
She does.
She does?
She actually is.
Well, you better watch out then.
I better not cry.
Yeah.
I certainly better not pout.
No, you shouldn't pout.
Yeah. Are you telling me why? Why? No, seriously.
Has she heard the gobble gobble? And that doesn't bother her?
I don't think that she's listened. Because when she's traveling, we're just getting into the studio now. Now that we do the show a little bit later,
yeah.
We do the mid-morning show, and I actually should have been here a little earlier.
Yeah.
But I feel like crap. Okay?
You sound a little rugged, like you might have a cold.
I do. I have a cold.
Yeah.
And I have felt just miserable. And it's not the C word. Okay?
Good. Good.
It's not here. Let's check it off. It's not the C word, and it's not the flu. I'm not running a temperature. I'm not running a fever. Okay,
it's not leprosy.
Well, it might be.
Okay.
But I just have a really, really, really bad head cold, and I'm achy. I'm achy all over. Now, the aches, especially in my back, I will attribute to. Working very, very hard this weekend.
Yeah,
and
you said you were really busy.
Well, we had two back to back events at Ballad Brewing and then Three Roads. It was Emo Night Karaoke, where we brought in a live band, and these guys, it's a live band from New York.
Wow,
like New York City. These guys are really, really good. Their band used to be called... New York City. Their band used to be called Tickle Me Emo. but they lost their lead singer. Lead singer wanted to go open a restaurant. So as part of their shtick, they would have people come up and sing some songs that were, you know, karaoke style, sing some songs that were outside of their lead singer's range. And the whole idea of doing this live band karaoke caught on.
Was born.
Yeah. And so they did an incredible job. We had a great turnout at both locations, Ballad and Three Roads.
So they did both places?
Yes. Yeah. We did Ballad on Friday night and Three Roads in Lynchburg on Saturday.
Very good.
And it was just tremendous. But I am feeling
Pick up that lung, will you?
Okay. It's squishy.
Yeah, it is.
I need a sponge here. Anyway, yeah. So it was great. It was fantastic.
It sounds amazing.
It was.
Did you get a good turnout?
We had a phenomenal turnout, especially in Lynchburg. We were at sellout capacity. We had a waiting list. We had a line out the door.
Man.
Waiting to get in. And what we would do is we would monitor, you know, when we were not at capacity. Because some people would come in, they'd do their song, they'd drink a beer, and then they'd leave.
Yeah.
So we would monitor the crowd and see, you know, how many more people can we accommodate. So we oversold by the end of the night.
Hmm.
And it was tremendous. It was a great night. Really, really appreciate the guys from Emo Night Karaoke. And then they ended up staying over because their gig up north got snowed out.
Oh, so they had time. And
so they stayed over and they played Super Rad downtown. The next
they made
night,
a few extra bucks.
Yeah,
good.
They had about 100 walk up. And that's fantastic. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So it was a great weekend. And then my daughter's 10th birthday, we actually did the party on Sunday.
Hmm.
And so that just kept me hopping.
Yeah.
I stayed overnight in Danville on Friday, and I stayed at this hotel called The Bee.
Okay.
And it was phenomenal.
Really?
It's actually, and I hate using these outdated phrases, but game changer for me. Because, you know, Danville,
is it a new place or an old place? What is it?
No, it's a place. They basically took the old newspaper in Danville.
Yeah, it was the Danville Bee.
Yeah. And they took that building and they completely gutted it and refurbished it. And it's kind of like, it's very Craddock Terry-ish.
Nice.
Yeah. So I got a room that was on a flash sale. It was $164. Beautiful, beautiful room. Just fabulous. And it was kind of a game changer for me because, I mean, Danville is a haul from
it's
Lynchburg.
Just a little bit longer drive than you want to make late at night.
Well, it's not so much that that I don't want to make the drive down there to, you know, enjoy things that are going on,
right?
But then to have to work till midnight at an event and then hop in my car after having a couple beers is not smart.
No, yes, you're exactly right. So good move by you.
So got the room.
Yeah.
Ding. And I ended up parking my car at the hotel after getting everything settled over at Ballad Brewing. Got everything settled, got everything in, got everything set up. Went back to the hotel, parked my car, walked back to the brewery.
How long a walk was it?
3 blocks.
Oh, great. Perfect.
So, yeah.
So does the hotel overlook the river, or is it, what
no? It's literally just right in town.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 1 block off of Main Street.
Gotcha.
And really, really nice. It's on Patton Street.
Okay.
Really, really
I
nice.
Vaguely know.
Absolutely, positively beautiful. I'm bullish on Danville.
Well, those people have worked really, really hard to revive the place, and it's working.
Yeah.
And that's great for them.
I mean, with everything that's going on and all their downtown revitalization and now Caesars coming online.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big, big shot in their economy.
Yeah, they're coming along. I'm happy for them.
So I am too. I'm bullish now on Danville.
Yeah.
So I was happy. Now, you had a great event.
This
weekend. And because of the work that I had to do, I did not get to attend this, and I really wanted to.
Yeah. Well, I got to MC a really nice event. It was at the Aviary, which is is probably the coolest unknown spot in Lynchburg.
Yeah, it's
a beautiful space. Great for events. I went to a wedding there once. It was a smallish wedding, but it's a beautiful space. But it was a Mark W.
Was it little people?
Yeah.
At the wedding?
Yeah, tiny people. It was the Mark W. Foreman Theater Festival, basically, is what they're calling it. It was the first one. They want to do it repeatedly. It's an effort by, as many of you know, Mark Foreman, a dear, dear friend of mine and Mike's.
Yeah.
And was probably the single biggest advocate for local theater that has been around here in a while. He did everything he could to promote all the local theaters. At any rate, he passed away a couple of years ago now, and his family put together a foundation, and they make two grants a year of $1,000 each to a director who is putting on a show at one of the community theaters. To help them enhance the show, you know, and do with it what they need. And
and
they pulled together this event, and we had eight theaters from Brookneal, Bedford, and the Lynchburg area represented, and each theater got to stand up and talk about what they're doing and what their season is and a little bit about their history.
Yeah.
And it was a great opportunity for about 100 of us to get together and mingle. And it was a beautiful, beautiful evening. And all the credit goes to the Foreman girls, Chris, Mark's wife, and Kelly and Aaron and Lindsay, his daughters. And it was a blast, man. It was a really good way to honor Mark and local theater.
That is fantastic. I am very, very sad that I missed it.
Well, maybe you can come next year. We'll probably do it again.
I hope so. All right. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk more about it. Now, I typically do not take a day off because of illness.
No, you're a working guy.
I have never, honestly, in all the time that I can remember, I don't think that I ever took a day off of the radio show because I was sick.
That's pretty amazing, Cal Ripken.
Ever. I mean, I'm talking not just the 25 seasons of the Mike Show, but every other job that I had.
25 seasons? How old are you? My God.
pretty darn old.
Yeah.
This is my 40th year in broadcasting.
You don't look that old.
Well, this is my 40th year
you
in broadcasting.
Don't act it.
I started out as a teenage disc jockey in high school. So
Math. How about that?
So, but I've never taken a day off. In fact, I actually lost another job because someone called in sick. And they called me to see if I was willing to come in and do the midday show. I was the weekend, you know, disc jockey.
Yeah.
You know, a little part-time weekend disc jockey.
Yeah.
And they asked me if I would come in during the week and fill in as the midday disc jockey.
Yeah.
Because he called off sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, absolutely, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I called my job, which was my full-time job, and I called in sick. Knowing
that they would hear you on the radio,
knowing that this was the only radio station that they could pick up in the building.
Yeah, well, that was not smart.
Well, needless to say, I did get fired from that job, but I continued on in the broadcasting
industry. Well, they had no sense of humor then.
None whatsoever.
Come on, man.
All right. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got Megan Huffman. She's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg. And who is our guest today?
We have people from the National Center for Healthy Veterans, which is just down near Alta Vista.
Yep.
Beautiful place. Lots of acreage. And we'll hear about what they're doing.
Absolutely. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Tired of spending a fortune to attend major events? Introducing Close Enough Travel. Skip the crowds, overpriced nachos, and nosebleed seats. Instead, we'll fly you to the city of the big event, then whisk you straight to your hotel room. Watch the inauguration, the Super Bowl, even the Oscars on a big 70-inch TV in your pajamas with room service.
Big events you want to see. Relax and watch them on TV.
Because at Close Enough Travel, we always say, if you can see it on TV, you're close enough.
Yeah, you know, it works out that way. Yeah. Heather, it's the Mike Show.
Is it?
Yeah. So yesterday, I'm struggling here with my voice,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an interesting interesting show. Yesterday was Blue Monday. Okay. B-L-U-E.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. It's supposed to be the most depressing day of the year.
Why is that?
Well, I took the day off, not because of depressing things, and not in celebration. Although it was nice.
Yeah. But you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I was just not feeling well, yeah. So I took the day off. So in response to Blue Monday, there's a positivity campaign was launched in the Netherlands. To not complain for 30 days.
The Netherlands can get away with that. It's a happy country.
It is. Now, did they wear wooden shoes?
They used to. I don't know if they still do.
How can you be happy wearing wooden shoes?
Or putting your thumbs in holes in dikes. Don't even.
Hey, now.
Don't even. Don't even. That was not a setup.
The person who came up with the idea of putting thumbs in holes and dykes, with the idea of the positivity campaign, says,
yeah,
it's a way to shift your perspective from all the whining and moaning and negativity.
Yeah.
They're calling it a campaign, but in today's lingo, it's more like a challenge.
Okay.
Especially since there's a good chance many of us already failed.
Yeah.
When you start getting the urge to complain, here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stop and think. Why am I grumbling right now?
Yeah.
And is it necessary? And do you really have a reason to whine? Hello, Mr. Cam. Have a seat. Mind the cables. Mr. Tony Cam is joining us in the studio.
He made a grand entrance, as he can do.
Yeah.
Just seeing him is grand.
Wow, this
wonderful.
Is nice.
Hey, man.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You haven't been in here yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
That's really nice.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice
day.
Here, now, wait a minute. I actually have a camera. The Cam Cam.
The Cam Cam.
Yeah, here, wait.
The Cam Cam.
Let's stop Bills for a second.
Oh, fine.
And we'll...
They'd rather see Tony than me anyway.
No, man. This is an honor being in the presence of a thespian.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Well, it's not quite lined up, but here, we'll pop Tony on. Hi, Tony.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, yeah, there he is.
How you doing?
There he is.
All right. So we're doing a segment. It's called Top List. And so here's the story. I'll set it up real quick again.
Okay.
So in the Netherlands, yesterday was Blue Monday, by the way, all over the world. And in the Netherlands, they have a campaign called the Positivity Campaign. It's more like a challenge. And it basically is, stop complaining. Why am I grumbling? You have to ask yourself these questions. Why am I grumbling right now? Is it necessary? And do you really have a reason to whine compared to someone else less fortunate? Okay. Now, the challenge is self-police. The idea is, if you see how often you complain, it could be a real eye-opener, right?
Yes.
All right, so with that, that brings us to our top list. The Netherlands challenged citizens to go 30 days without complaining. They call it a positivity campaign. Mm. We call it impossible, especially when people inevitably deal with anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top things everybody complains about. All right, here we go. Ready?
All right. Everybody ready?
Number one, resort fees. Here we go. Top things everybody complains about. Those hard-to-remove stickers on apples. top things everybody complains about. The price of razor blades.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's ridiculous.
top things everyone complains about. How the shower knob in the hotel has another knob in the middle to control the water temperature.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
They should give you an instruction manual with those things.
That is one.
Okay, so I stayed in Danville, and I stayed at the B. The B.
Yeah, the B.
Yeah. Yeah. I stayed at the...
Yes, the bees.
Yeah. Wow. So I stayed... There in the air.
Did you wear one of those beekeeper outfits with the hood and everything?
No, but they had everything like the shampoo and the lotion and the soap. It all was bee themed and honey and natural oh my. So anyway, so I stayed at the Bee.
Yeah.
And the place is beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful.
It is a gorgeous place, yeah.
And the shower is immense, and it's beautiful, and it's all marble and glass. Mm-hmm. But here's my only complaint. Now, I understand how and why they did it this way.
Okay.
But they've got the knob on this wall.
Uh-huh.
And then they've got it's just a big open space, and then they've got glass on half the shower, and then they got this great big huge rainfall, you know, faucet.
Uh-huh.
So the knob's all the way over here.
Yeah.
Faucet's all the way over here.
Right.
So I literally have to get in the shower.
Right.
And be on the straddle line of where the water is hitting my leg, and it's scalding hot. So I have to make the adjustment. And now it's freezing.
Right.
I have to make the adjustment. And then it's finally perfect. And I get under the water. And then I guess somebody else in my block decided to start using the shower, and it changed the water temperature just slightly. So now I had to run across to the other side of the shower and make an adjustment.
You know,
that's an adventure, Mike. Just the shower.
Yeah, you got a workout and a shower, and you realize, of course, there are people that don't know where their next meal is coming from, and you're talking about a first world problem, like having to run across and adjust the temperature so your little weggies don't get hot.
So I got a question: when you made your reservations for you were looking to make your reservations for the hotel. Yeah. Was it the B or not the B? That is the question. Carry on.
Beautiful.
Top list today. Top things everybody complains about. Hanky wheels on your shopping cart.
Oh, wow.
People who won't shut up about their work life balance. Top things everybody complains about. Hold music with a pan flute. That thing is the worst.
Yeah.
Top things everybody complains about: the ketchup juice that first comes out when you squeeze the bottle.
Oh man, that's one. That's wrong.
It's like, and the top things everybody complains about: Meghan and Harry, mostly Meghan. The Mike Show coming up.
Wow.
We have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. to the community and volunteers. They need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. President Trump's inauguration was yesterday. To celebrate the big occasion, Lauren Sanchez wore her best bra. A Wisconsin teen, upset by the TikTok ban over the weekend, set his congressman's office on fire. But it was terribly unsatisfying for him because he had nowhere to post the video. A new survey finds that most young people oppose a TikTok ban. The same survey found that most dogs like it when you drop a piece of bacon. The Justice Department is suing Walgreens for filling millions of unlawful opioid prescriptions. Turns out it was easier to get OxyContin there than to find an employee to unlock the caged-up deodorant. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now. Tuesday edition of the program. You're not Bill.
I know. Bill is left the building.
Bill has left the building. And Mr. Tony Cam taking the wing chair.
Yep.
All right.
Back in the old fold, my friend.
Yeah, really. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about not retiring.
Right. I know.
So you're out there now.
I'm out there, man. I'm free falling right now. Landed right here.
You know what? I wouldn't say it's free falling.
Yeah. Everything's by design.
Absolutely. So you are absolutely totally welcome to come in and join us. And for folks that don't know, going back to 2012,
probably, yeah, 11, 12 somewhere in there.
Yeah, Tony was part of our show.
Yep.
For the longest time, when it was on 93.7 KHF.
Yep.
And then went on to host the Tony Cam Show on Hot 103.9.
Hot 103.9.
And then went on to host the Tony Cam Show on Radio 434.
Exactly.
For years and years and years and years and years. And now, and things happen because, you know, the pandemonium came up. And so getting into the studio was less and less feasible.
Yep.
For folks and guests and stuff. And then Tony, your band just blew up.
Yeah, we're pretty out there right now.
I mean, in freaking credible. How is band life, and how are dates shaking out and stuff like that?
Oh man, band life is beautiful right now. We're starting to get a lot of calls, lot of bookings.
Yep.
We've been around 7 years, so we started out. Of course, we took anything and everything. People wanted us on the corner playing spoons, we're going to get the name out there.
I do that now. I still do that.
And then, I don't know, then we started branching out, and we got really, really lucky and hooked up with George Clinton and Problem and Funkadelic people. So now we find ourselves occasionally on stage, and we'll look over and there's, Michael Hampton or one of those, legendary rock and roll Hall of Fame type people on stage with us. And that's been fantastic. And so now what we're doing now is getting more back into the local scene, doing some funk, but a lot more like pop and standard stuff that people like to dance to and all that. So, we're going to be playing a lot of the cool local festivals and stuff this year that we haven't done in the past.
Nice.
While at the same time still keeping our foot in the bigger stage.
Well, as we go into next year, because this year it's coming up this Saturday down at Ballad Brewing in Danville, we have Funk Fest.
Ooh,
so
I saw that, and so, I said to myself, wait a minute.
Self? Yeah.
There's a funk fest.
Yeah, funk fest.
And where am I in that?
Yes. So next year, here, let me emphasize this with sound. So next year.
Okay. All right.
We need to get Tony Cam involved.
Yes.
With this.
Got to have some fun. Some real fun.
Absolutely. And then it's about the beers because we've got all the sours coming out and you'll get to try them this Saturday. But we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit.
Awesome.
And then you are helping to get bands over at Flutes.
Yeah. We have Jazz at 720 that we used to do it 2 years ago down on the other end of Commerce. That's why it was called Jazz at 720, because it was 720 Commerce Street.
Sure.
And then we ran it for quite a while, and then Jackie and I got kind of tired of the grind of setting up, taking that, because that was a communal space.
It is a grind.
Yeah. So we stopped it for like 15 months, and then Moyan called me one day and said, hey, come see if your band would like to play here, because we're doing music at Flutes.
Yeah.
I went and looked, and I'm like, well, too small for the Funk All-Stars. You know, we're bigger than the venue.
Yeah.
But
it's,
I looked
around. It's like a Kleenex box. They keep from backstage, they keep coming out and coming out and coming out and coming out.
Coming from?
There's so many. You've got like 85 band members.
Right. No, it's not. You're exaggerating, Mike. No. It's like 72. Stop.
70,
it's not 85.
73 and a half.
And we keep adding. I just added like 5 more people this week.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to rehearse them this weekend coming up for a show next Friday. But so when I got there, I saw the space, and I'm like, you know. And the beauty of it is, it's set up all the time.
Yeah,
I literally breeze in there on Fridays at 4:30.
Yep,
band loads in 6:30. The doors open.
Nice.
Do a 2-hour show, and I'm home by 10.
Nice.
And so
perfect.
It's a perfect thing. It has proven to be very magical for Lynchburg. You know,
very cool.
It's real jazz music.
Yeah.
It's a smaller lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're maxing out at 50 people. It's sold out.
There is nothing wrong with that. We do the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series on Thursdays at Three Roads.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the place is packed out.
Yeah.
Not as packed as Emo Night Karaoke. That's the most people I've ever seen in there.
Wow.
We cleared all the furniture out. It was just an open room and no space in between people at all. But sometimes we'll pack the place with furniture and sometimes it's a listening room.
Exactly.
And you know, and we've got a select group of friends that are just hanging out listening to who our band is. And it's all
relative to what you want to do.
I don't care. I don't care if we pack a place.
Right.
Although I like the money.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't care if we pack the place or if we have 10 really, really intent listeners that are there specifically for the band.
Right.
That want to listen and are really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I will do both happily.
There's beauty in that. You know, we get that. Like I said, our average crowd is around 25 to 30.
Okay.
We have done a couple of sold out, you know, and we have had 50 and had to turn away 50.
Oh, wow.
So, but I go into every Friday thinking, I don't care. It's like, I really want that stage for my friends who are musicians who need a platform.
Yeah.
And now I've got bands from outside of the area, of Tidewater, Northern Virginia, who are calling me saying, hey, we saw that. We want to play that venue. And I'm like, well, it's not a lot of money. They don't care. They come here. They travel 3-4 hours or whatever simply because the magic in that room is it can't be duplicated.
Absolutely.
Just anywhere. So we have a treasure in that Jazz at 720, and it's growing and growing, and more people are. Every Friday night, 80% of the crowd is first-timers, which is wonderful.
Nice.
You know?
Very, very cool. Yeah. And that's at Flutes. That's on Commerce Street.
1225 Commerce Street.
All right. It is cold. It is really cold out.
Yeah.
So most of the U.S., as well as us, is dealing with serious, serious cold weather. USA Today put together a list of some things that you should not leave in your car when it's below freezing. Now, first off, if we do this from the bottom up, I'm going to say This is the most important. Loved ones.
Yeah.
Do not leave your... Do not. Okay. Here, let me adjust the music here because I want the sound effects. Do not leave your kids, your pets.
Grandma.
Grandma. The vulnerable.
Mother-in-law. Don't leave your mother-in-law.
Well, I mean...
Not even. No, yeah, Mike. Okay. Not even right. The mother-in-law.
Okay,
Mike.
Fine.
That's how cold it is.
Yeah.
Don't even leave your mother-in-law in the car.
She won't let you because she'll do that. Yeah. And then Tab will be like, you know, she'll be
rich.
No. No, that's the wrong one. She'll be there like that. Well, anyway, medications. Some medications like insulin become unstable if they get too cold. So when in doubt, toss frozen meds and ask your pharmacist.
Right.
Electronics, phones, computers, tablets, they don't work well if they get too cold. It can also damage the screen. Condensation can form inside the device when it warms back up. Don't leave your PA out in the cold.
Your personal assistant?
Don't leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm in another world. Like, yeah. When you say PA, I'm thinking personal assistant.
Yeah, don't leave your.
I'm rich. You're not.
Don't leave your big speakers for your next gig.
Right.
Out when it's six degrees.
Gotcha.
Condensation can form inside devices. When it warms back up, it could cause a short. Eggs.
Don't leave eggs?
Well, they cost a lot now, but don't leave them in your car after you get the groceries. If they freeze, the shells crack, then they're not safe to eat.
Oh.
Canned food, same deal. It can make the food inside expand, cause tiny cracks where bacteria can get in. The USDA says a lot of canned food that swells from freezing, even if it doesn't, they suggest just tossing it to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, aerosol cans, because... they might explode. So, good advice. Don't leave those things in your your automobile.
Automobile?
Yes, Don. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, or do we? No, quite frankly, we probably shouldn't, and you should stop doing that. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, not aerosol cans. Five random facts. I didn't have it queued up. Okay, here we go. Number one, over the next decade, the following copyrighted works will enter the public domain. I did not know this.
Wow.
This is going to be some interesting stuff. You are going to see some really, really just bonkers off the wall stuff.
Yes.
come out. That's all right, here we go. Let's start off with Popeye.
Okay.
Pluto. Donald Duck. King Kong. The original movie version. Right. Superman. Daffy Duck. Bond. James Bond.
Oh, that's entering public domain.
But wait.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
Really? Are you serious?
Captain Marvel. Plus Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf, and others from The Hobbit. Right. All entering the public domain. And you saw what they did with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
number two.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Isn't it? And then in the age of AI.
Yeah.
I said the age of AI. Yeah.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah. Number two. The last time that state lines moved was 1961. There was a border shift between Minnesota and North Dakota. Number three. Shakespeare invented the name Jessica in The Merchant of Venice.
Really?
Up until then, nobody
had no Jessicas.
Nobody had ever been called Jessica.
Wow. That is a wow.
Yeah, that is. That's a, oh my.
Wow.
Number four, in 1942, Manitoba, Canada, tried to promote the sale of war bonds by staging a fake Nazi invasion in Winnipeg. I mean, yikes.
Getting played.
We all are, my friend. Every one of us.
We are the players.
Number five. There's only one country between Norway and North Korea.
Hello.
Hi. Granted, the country is Russia, which is huge.
Right.
But a small part of Norway borders a northwest corner of Russia. And North Korea.
Hello.
Hi. Borders a southwest corner of Russia. Wow. There's only one country in between. Hmm. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4 Random Facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Mr. Tony Cam joining us.
I love the random facts, by the way, because knowledge, man.
and things
you just told me that I didn't have any idea about.
And they're so random. None of them have anything to do with one another.
But life is random. So at some point, one of those five... is going to come up in a situation, and I'm going to know the answer.
You are going to know the answer. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Hi. There's Megan joining us on screen. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for taking time today. How's it going?
All right. It's doing well. I think it's about 15 degrees out there right now, so I'm happy to be cozy inside.
Yeah, it's slightly warmer inside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just slightly. But that's not why you're here. We're not here to talk about the weather. Megan, each and every Tuesday joins us and brings us a guest from the nonprofit world, one that is on the platform Share Greater Lynchburg. And Megan, who'd you bring us?
Yes, today we have General Bob Dees and Morgan Fisk from the National Center for Healthy Veterans, which is an organization that has joined the platform in on the more recent side in the last 1 or 2 years, and had a wonderful opportunity to go out there and visit and have a tour last year, and just really love the facility and what they're doing out there. And there are quite a few volunteer opportunities at the National Center for Healthy Veterans on the Share platform that are often very popular for our community for people to get involved with. So we just wanted to have General Dees and Morgan on to talk about what those opportunities are, what's going on out there. It's always so much changing and evolving, and tell us a little bit more about their needs.
All right. Well, General, Morgan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time and appreciate all the great work that you're doing. Tell us about your organization, first off.
Well, we appreciate being with you as well. Thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Our organization is the National Center for Healthy Veterans. We define healthy as physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, relational wellness. And our whole objective is to help return healthy veterans to America as businessmen, entrepreneurs, coaches, educators. I'm going to turn it over to Morgan to continue some of the description of what we do.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss more. Morgan, you want to tell them more about what we do?
Yeah. So we are a 9-month residential program. We have one tiny homes community built right now with 19 homes in a community center. And we're in process of building another 25 homes in a community center. So our guys live on site when they're here in the program. They go through different kinds of therapies, from group counseling with licensed professional counselors to equine therapy. They go through 3 trimesters of programming. They go through a resilience God style trimester, reboot trauma recovery, and then a career preparation course to get them back into society healthy again.
So all of these are really pillars. So one is dignified work to provide purpose and self-esteem. We have lots of dignified work on our 339 acres with cattle and horses and 300 egg-laying chickens that give us 80 dozen eggs a week. So wow. A lot of dignified work. And then we also have these faith-based trauma recovery and life skills programs that Morgan described that really help us work through. We have equine therapy that's really powerful. And as you know, we had a recent disaster with our barn, but equine is really an important part of our program because those horses are like an MRI machine on 4 hoofs, and they'll stand in front of that patriot, that veteran, and just really give them an emotional readout, which is very helpful as we rebuild the opportunity to communicate, to process your emotions and so forth. So that's what we do. And then we also were on this healing platform. So the Japanese call it forest bathing. And as our veterans just walk around this beautiful nature that we have about us, that in itself has a real therapeutic effect. So please go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I love about it, General Dees, I got to visit when I was president of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation a few years ago. And one of the things that struck me was the commitment to a sense of community. I love the design of the tiny houses, sort of in a circular fashion, and from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's one of the things that these vets really need is a sense of belonging and community.
Yeah, boy, you're right on target. Isolation is one of the primary causes of veteran suicide, wow. And so you defeat that with community. We live in community, we work in community. They're part of teams. They're part of a cohort that has a certain name and identity with it. And it's sort of like they're back in the cohesion that they experienced in the military. So community, very important to us. They eat their meals, do their classes in the community center, not in their private homes. Their tiny homes are comfortable, but not a place where you want to hang out all the time. And so they go into the community center to do it with others.
About how many veterans have you served since the beginning?
How many, Morgan? You have a number on it? I think it's...
We've graduated about 12 from our program, and we've served residentially probably about 20. And then the reach through virtual events and volunteer opportunities and community outreach events is far greater than that.
That's right.
Megan mentioned volunteers. We have an army of about 700 volunteers.
Wow.
And about half of those are veteran in one form or another, or veteran families. And that in itself is a real outreach to these folks. So we've had veterans that come and they say, I want to help. I want to volunteer. Well, pretty soon you figure out that they're the ones that need help. And this whole sense of community that we have really helps them. We've seen some people come full circle from suicide to being very productive volunteers and even employees for us.
That's tremendous.
And you have on the Share website cook and serve volunteer meals and volunteer days on the first and third Saturdays. Can you talk a little bit about what that is involved with, what that commitment looks like, so that neighbors in the community might hear more?
Sure. So we do lunch up in our community center 5 days a week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our staff and volunteers are also a part of that. So it's all comes back to community, and we're all eating together and enjoying lunch together. And as you can imagine, cooking for that many people can be taxing at times. So we have lots of churches that volunteer, and they'll bring us lunch, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever that might look like for them. But so there's always opportunity for people to come up, and we'll take them up to community center a couple hours early and let them cook lunch and then serve and then enjoy lunch with us and in community. And then we have volunteer day the third Saturday of every month. And that's where we do our larger volunteer projects. We just had one this last weekend, and we were tackling things like storm cleanup and fencing and things of that nature. So we've got volunteer opportunities that kind of suit everyone depending on their skills, and we're glad to include them.
And what is the what's the plan for the barn after the devastating fire? How can we help with that?
Sure. Well, appreciate it. Yes, the community has already helped a lot, just outpouring of emotional support, financial support, and then over time we've seen various gifts in kind. Some wonderful contractors in the local area did excavation for us to take off all the rubble from the burned down barn. That was the Hames brothers. They've just been great, along with many others in the community. So gifts in kind are helpful as we move forward. We're supposed to get the design of the new barn today. It's a process. We'll work through that for a few weeks, and then we'll actually start the construction process sometime in February. And we expect to have a fully restored barn next October in time for Veterans Day, as always in November. As you know, we have a large Veterans Day commemoration, maybe 600 or so in our barn to honor veterans. And we want to do that again this coming November.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That is tremendous. Folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in National Center for Healthy Veterans. You can even just type in the keyword veterans, and it comes up. It's literally the first on the list. It tells you what they do, where they're at, what they need. You can make a donation monetarily, or donate your time, donate items. You can do that, and you can even purchase things on the Share platform that will be delivered to the National Center for Healthy Veterans. So it's just a tremendous platform, and it's a great way to give back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike, if I mention one other thing that we need, we need referrals from across the region. We really have had veterans from across the country, Iowa, New Hampshire, Georgia, Florida, Texas. We've got some of those folks here now. And we need referrals. So the referral people are like anxious parents or brothers and sisters or veteran service organizations or community service organizations or the criminal justice system. We've had homeless. We've had previously incarcerated. We've had people that they said they tried to outrun their trauma with their job, and that doesn't work. So we've got all sorts of veterans here. And we need additional referrals so we can help even more.
Absolutely. We will help get the word out as best as we can, and we'll link up all your information on this broadcast. just thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your continued service. We really appreciate it and means a lot to our veterans. So again, thank you, General. Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks to all of you and your viewing audience. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Megan, how are things going with Share?
Great. As you know, the Share Greater Lynchburg is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and we are currently doing our youth philanthropy program right now, and they're evaluating nonprofit organizations for a $10,000 and $5,000 grant to be awarded in a few months. And on February 1st, we're going to open up the portal to apply for the Century Fund, which is a $100,000 grant that is given to a nonprofit that's transformational. So usually it's finishing a project or completing something of great significance that they're kind of getting it across the finish line, I guess, is an example of Camp Kumbaya finally buying the land, or the free clinic finishing the facade of their facility, or James River Association finishing their education center. So we would encourage you all to apply for the Century Fund, and portal of application is open from February 1st to February 28th. You can find more about that at lynchburgfoundation.org. And that's right there on the screen. And then additionally, for Share Greater Lynchburg, we're launching into our programming for the year, and we are going to have our first lunch and learn of the year at the YMCA on Old Forest Road on February 5th. All that can be found on the website and in our newsletter, but that's a wonderful time for neighbors to come together and learn about each other and what the YMCA is doing in the community and how all the other organizations can partner with the Y. Those happen every month. And we're also gearing up for our spring mixer in March, which will be at the Hillcat Stadium. And we'll have more on that later.
Very, very cool. 181 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And it is absolutely positively free. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, you really need to look into it, because it is a one-stop shop for if you are looking to volunteer, if you're looking to donate, if you're looking for an organization that does a particular thing, that's where you can find it, all in one place. Lynchburg and all the surrounding counties, sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Great to see you all.
Bill, did you have anything?
No, I'm just happy that we had the chance to talk about this. I was really impressed when I was there, and they continue to do great work. So thank you all for being here.
Tremendous. Thank you so much. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, our arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Radio.
4-3-4.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Today, January 21st, is National One-Liners Day. Let's ask Alexa. Let's use AI. Alexa, tell us some one-liners.
Here are some one-liners. My first job was working in an orange juice factory, but I got canned. I just couldn't concentrate. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. My boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture. I have a hunch. It might be me. The first time I got a universal remote control, I thought to myself, this changes everything. And jokes about premenstrual syndrome are not funny. Period. That's it for me. Enjoy your one-liners day. Don't forget to tip your digital assistant.
Yes, I will tip my digital assistant. Over. All right. Let's go to viral videos. Has a friend ever ruined something of yours?
You asking me?
Yeah.
A friend ever ruined something of mine?
Anything. A thing.
I don't know. I can't think of one right now.
Like your lawnmower. Somebody borrowed your lawnmower and they just destroyed it.
Can't think of it at the moment.
Yeah. We had a neighbor that borrowed our lawnmower. I guess ran over a tree stump. Dislodged the blade so badly that it flung off and hit someone in the leg.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily, my mom was okay.
Okay. Fantastic.
Well, if you've ever had a friend that has ruined something of yours and you had to pretend it was no big deal, well, a woman tried to boil water in her friend's electric kettle that has its own built-in boiler. But she put it on their stove, and the plastic bottom melted all over the stove. Here, listen.
Where do I go? Mad at you because I love that thing. What do I do? Okay, I'll buy you a new one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Did you know your iPhone can help you do the laundry?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know those weird symbols on tags that tell you how to wash clothes?
Yes.
Well, listen to what this guy says about them.
So you know the laundry care instructions that are on every tag that a piece of clothing has with the symbols on them? I don't know what the symbols mean. Fun fact, every iPhone with iOS 17 or later has a decoder built in for those symbols. So all you have to do is find the tag and just take a picture of that tag. Then visit the photo of the tag on your iPhone, and if you wait a few seconds, that I button in the middle turns into a laundry machine because it has recognized the laundry tag symbols in the picture. So click laundry care, it's decoded and told you all the things you need to know about that exact garment. It even works on symbols that aren't even on a tag.
Huh, interesting.
That is something every day about these phones and stuff that you find out.
Huh. Let's see. Oh, no, I don't want to play that. Let's keep scrolling, keep scrolling. We're going to use that one for stupid criminals. We're going to skip that. How about this? Let's go to sports. Sports is safe.
Sports is safe.
Sports is safe. The Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish last night in the college football championship, 34-23. Notre Dame scored the first touchdown, but then it was mostly Ohio State, a field goal with 29 seconds left in the game that sealed the deal.
From 33 yards, you miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop, champions of college football.
All right. Let's see. I think we're going to go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National One-Liner Day, here's a comedian who's really great at one-liners. His name is Ben Kronberg.
I recently learned how to make solitaire into a drinking game. It's not the punchline yet. And you just sit there with a deck of undealt cards and think about how lonely you are. I don't think we should call it camel toe. I think we should call it the only reason I go to yoga. Toe. Toe. Do you think God created cancer just because he likes to watch us race? Does that make sense? For this next joke, I have step-parents. I don't like to call my stepdad my stepdad. I like to call him my faux pas.
Oh, man.
That was pretty good.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get stupider than we've ever been. It's called Stupid Criminals in Dot News. But then we've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.
I can never tell when we're on. Okay.
Well, now we're on, but, okay. But before we were talking about my personal health issues.
And, I know. I
all like, right, okay. Here. All right.
Mike against the world.
Well, here, let's play the music that goes with this okay. segment, because that should have kicked in. All right. It's time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Yep. All right. A 19-year-old in Wisconsin was facing charges after he tried to burn down his congressman's office. He told police he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away. It happened in Fond du Lac. Happened in Fond du Lac Sunday morning. I don't know where that is. Wisconsin, I guess. About 3 hours after TikTok went dark.
We got a call early this morning. Apparently, last night around 1 o'clock, some 19-year-olds from Menasha came down and decided to try to set our office on fire. They didn't get in the office, but nevertheless, there was a lot of smoke in the office, which is obviously going to result in a lot of damage. A lot of the siding, an air conditioner, look like they're quite damaged. But I suppose in today's world, you know, things just keep getting worse. And rather than just call my office and saying, let's open up TikTok, he decided to try to burn it down.
Yeah. That was Congressman Glenn Grothman. He's a Republican. He's been outspoken about TikTok being a security threat. He also co-sponsored a bill to ban it on government devices in 2022. The fire started near a back door and burned some vinyl siding. Police knocked the flames down, with fire extinguishers. Then firefighters got there and took over. They say the fire never got inside. Here, let me see if we got. Yeah, here's a picture of it. We can share that up on our Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA. All right, there it is. What else? They said he was arrested at the scene because he was still there, just sitting there watching it burn.
Yeah, he was trying to make a TikTok video while he was doing it.
Just wouldn't upload. And then there's this. 31-year-old woman in Florida was arrested last weekend on drug possession charges for the second time this month. This time, she was caught carrying drugs in a bag that was labeled, "Definitely not a bag full of drugs." let me see if I can find a picture of the bag.
Wow.
Here we go. Let's, this, you can actually buy these, by the way. So be sure, and when you buy this, definitely don't put your drugs in it.
Right. So get the one that says bag full of drugs, and no one will think it.
There was another one, and this was in July. This is at least the third time this has happened in the past year, and we've reported on every one of them. A woman was caught with drugs in the exact same bag in October, but in July, a woman was caught with drugs in a bag labeled bag of drugs.
No one's going to look in there.
Nobody's going to look in your big bag of drugs.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. Here, let's. I was looking for a picture of it, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, for the record, you're not actually supposed to put drugs in these. It's a joke. In one listing, they say the bags are designed for travel, supplies, tech gear, art, tools, cosmetics, and more. Let me see. Do we have another one? Hold on. I'm dying. We played that one. Two people in Oregon were arrested for allegedly impersonating firefighters inside of the Palisades fire zone over the weekend. They even had a fire truck, which was purchased through an auction. Here is Minden? I get it's M-I-N-H-D-I-N-H. Mindy. Are you sure?
No, no.
Am I here? Okay, let's look for a pronunciation. Let's ask. Maybe we'll get our pronouncify lady. How to pronounce? Let's see. Well, it's not our pronouncify lady, unfortunately.
Maybe it is Minden.
Minden
is probably right.
How to pronounce Minden? Are we still having internet issues? Now this page isn't working. Oh, okay. Are we still on? Yes, we are. All right. Oh, here it is.
Minden.
It is Minden. You're right. After all that.
We spent all that time.
It's got extra consonants.
Here is Minden.
Hello.
Hi. Of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department explaining what happened.
This individual have purchased the vehicle through an auction. The individual had turnout gears and radios on them as if they were firemen.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A guy near Boston was walking his dog, last week when it ran out onto a frozen lake and fell through some ice. So he tried to save it, and he fell through. Thankfully, both are okay. Here is Tommy's owner, Ed Berger, and Deputy Chief Michael Minden. It's Deputy Chief Minden talking about the rescue.
There's nothing more horrific than not being able to get to your dog. And there was a dog that made its way out to the ice, and the dog saw some birds and just went for it. He was probably in the water for 25, 30 minutes. I think I was probably in there for 10 or 15.
The big message in this case is if your dog goes in the water, call 911 and wait for help to come.
You can see from the video that just absolutely so well trained. I mean, it was just like two guys I was hanging out with, like, okay, do this. They executed flawlessly.
All right. Gigante, I think, is how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Not Minden.
I don't know anyone that's going to call 911 and wait while your dog is.
Exactly. That's definitely
natural to try to get them out.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs. All right, and that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
All right. Here, let me change up the music. We'll get rid of the...
I was jamming to that, man. That was groovy music.
It was. All right. And that is the good news, brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Sign up for the United Way 5K on the Runway. Well, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for popping in and joining us.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
Us.
I think I'll start coming back.
I would hope so.
I got time.
you are welcome to join us anytime.
Thanks
absolutely.
For having me.
No.
We've been rolling on this thing for a long, long time.
Well, we were just talking about, Radio 434, we debuted that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This year, 10
wow.
years.
Mm.
And its predecessor, Livestream Lynchburg, mm-hmm. Launched a little bit before that. But we launched Radio 434, and I think the first channel that we started was an 80s channel, mm-hmm. and then the second channel was the Tony Cam channel,
mm-hmm.
and you were doing your shows and yep. and putting all kinds of local artists and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
that were out in the community and putting them on,
yep.
and then one by one we built out channels and had our friends all put channels on there, and then one by one we scaled it back,
mm-hmm.
Found what works. And now we've got the brand new app that's going to be launching in April. It's going to include our main feature channel. It's going to include all our content, including the video content. And I am looking forward to seeing and hearing the new Tony Cam content coming soon.
Getting to work. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Oh, sorry. I usually pot it down at that point, and I forgot to let you say goodbye.
No, I was listening to what the guy was saying.
All right. All right. See you, everybody.
See you.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?